This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
There are strange things done in the midnight sun by the men that toil for gold. The Arctic trails have their secret tales that would make your blood run cold. The northern lights have seen queer sights, but the queerest they ever did see was that night on the marge of Lake Lebarge that I cremated Sam McGee. Now, Sam McGee was from Tennessee, where the cotton blooms and blows. Why he left his home in the South to roam round the pole, God only knows. He was always cold, but the land of gold seemed to hold him like a spell, though he'd often say in his homely way, I'd sooner live in hell. On a Christmas day, we were mushing our way over the Dawson Trail, and you talk of your cold, well, through the parka's fold, it stabbed like a driven nail. If our eyes we'd close, then the lashes froze, till sometimes we couldn't see. It wasn't much fun, but the only one to whimper was Sam McGee. And that very night, as we lay packed tight in our robes beneath the snow, and the dogs were fed and the stars overhead were dancing heel and toe, he turned to me and, Cap, says he, I'll cash in this trip, I guess. And if I do, I'm asking that you won't refuse my last request. Well, he seemed so low that I couldn't say no. Then he says with a sort of a moan, it's the cursed cold, and it's got right hold till I'm chill clean through to the bone. Yet it ain't being dead, it's my awful dread of the icy grave that pains. So I want you to swear that, foul or fair, you'll cremate my last remains. Well, a pal's last need is a thing to heed, so I swore I would not fail. And we started on at the break of dawn, but God, he looked ghastly pale. And he crouched on the sleigh and he raved all day of his home in Tennessee. And before nightfall, a corpse was all that was left of Sam McGee. With a corpse half hid that I couldn't get rid, I hurried horror-driven. There wasn't a breath in that land of death, and because of a promise given, it was lashed to the sleigh, and it seemed to say, you may tax your brawn and brains, but you promised true, and it's up to you to cremate my last remains. Now, a promise made is a debt unpaid, and the trail has its own stern code. In the days to come, though my lips were numb, in my heart how I cursed that load. In the long, long night by the lone firelight, while the huskies round in a ring howled out their woes to the homeless snows, oh God, how I loathed that thing. And every day that quiet clay seemed to heavy and heavier grow, and on I went though the dogs were spent and the grub was getting low. And the trail was bad, and I felt half mad, but I swore I'd not give in. And I'd often sing to that hateful thing, and it hearkened with a grin. Till I came to the marge of Lake Lebarge, and a derelict there lay. It was jammed in the ice, but I saw in a thrice it was called the Alice May. And I looked at it, and I thought a bit, and I looked at my frozen chum. Then here, said I with a sudden cry, is my crematorium. Some planks I tore from the cabin floor and I lit the boiler fire. Some coal I found that was lying round and I heaped the fuel higher. Well, the flames just soared and the furnace roared, such a blaze you never did see, and I burrowed a hole in the glowing coal and I stuffed in Sam McGee. Then I made a hike, for I didn't like to hear him sizzle so. And the heavens scowled and the huskies howled and the wind began to blow. It was icy cold, but the hot sweat rolled down my cheeks, and I don't know why, and the greasy smoke in an inky cloak went streaking down the sky. I do not know how long in the snow I wrestled with grisly fear, but the stars came out, and they danced about before I ventured near. I was sick with dread, but I bravely said, I'll just take a peek inside. I guess he's cooked, and it's time I looked. Then the door I opened wide. And there sat Sam, looking cool and calm in the heart of the furnace roar. And he wore a smile you could see a mile, and he said, "Please close that door. It's fine in here, but I greatly fear you'll let in the cold and storm. And since I left Plum Tree down in Tennessee, this is the first time I've been warm." There are strange things done in the midnight sun by the men that toil for gold. The Arctic trails have their secret tales that would make your blood run cold. The northern lights have seen queer sights, but the queerest they ever did see was that night on the marge of Lake LeBarge that I cremated Sam McGee.
From the man in black, Johnny Cash, that is The Cremation of Sam McGee. This is an interesting song because it's a spoken word piece by Johnny, and it's a poem of the same name by Robert W. Service. Originally recorded in 1973, this remained unreleased until it appeared on his personal file album in 2006, which is an album of private recordings made by Cash between 73 and 82. We've got more music coming up on the show. Blue Moon Marquee, the Juno Award-winning blues group from the west coast of Canada, has a song on the show called Hoodoo Lady. We're going to play an artist on the show that we've never actually played before, Cliff Richard, an artist from the UK, and the song Devil Woman, in line with our Halloween vibe. And Cliff Richard is definitely, I always thought he was related to Keith, but it turns out he just wasn't. And the song was written by Terry Britton and Christine Sparkle and was recorded in 1975. Also on deck, the song Bad Luck from Zach Top in his album Cold Beer and Country Music. Before transitioning into country music, Zach spent years as a bluegrass performer, and guess who's on this track? None other than bluegrass artist Billy Strings. And right now we're going to play a song from Eric Church from the album Chief. This is Creepin'. Saw Eric actually at the Robbie Robertson tribute. We played Robbie earlier on in the show, and he did The Shape I'm In. But here he is with a spooky tune for you right now on The Jukebox.
Creepin', creepin'.
You're riding the radio rails with Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
She's just a devil woman.
This is Julian Taylor, and you're listening to Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.